The House and Senate are steeped in tradition, and one of the traditions in which they are steeped is coal. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. According to the Washington Post, Speaker Nancy Pelosi last March, hoping to set an example, started a campaign to make the House of Representatives carbon neutral. One way to do that, stop burning coal at the Capitol power plant. What, you say? The Capitol has a coal-burning power plant? Yes, yeah, since 1910. It makes steam and chilled water for the Capitol complex, and 49% of the energy used comes from coal. Coal? In downtown Washington? Why? Because Senators Robert Byrd and Mitch McConnell come from coal states, that's why. Global warming may be an environmental emergency, but not enough to trump political necessity. And as absurd as that sounds, it exactly reflects the way the rest of us behave, even those of us beset with guilt over their carbon footprint. The fact is, no one really wants to do what it takes, which would be to live in smaller homes, open a window instead of using air conditioning, turn off lights, take shorter and less frequent showers, dry your clothes outdoors the way people used to, and drive less. None of us is going to do that unless we absolutely have to. Because nothing, not the scare stories, or lately the moral arguments coming from the religious right as well as the religious left, are enough to change behavior. As Americans, we worship one thing, convenience. That's the inconvenient truth, that we worship convenience. And as long as the price of energy remains low, we will continue to do exactly as we have done. Speak softly and leave a big footprint. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.